Going to Great Balls of Fire. I've watched it all over. The opening pre-match between Neville and Atari was a great match. Neville kind of cheated to win. Now he got the first match, Enzo versus Cass. Enzo cut a great promo before the match. Quite an emotional promo. And a serious one, more than his commercial ones. But Big Cass came to the ring as a heel with his new music. Kind of reminds me of a Kevin Nash-like character. So there's big things in the future for Cass, definitely. For Enzo, he's finding his character. Finding a bit of seriousness to his character, a bit of empathy, see how it goes. I give it a 2-star match. Spot of the match being the Gorilla Press over the top rope to the outside. Enzo didn't give up. Weren't the best of opening matches, but 2-star match I'd give it. The next match, the Ironman match. 30-minute Ironman match, great tag team match. Probably better than the cage match that they had, the best that they've had at the moment. Started off with a bro kick by Sheamus to get the one up, and then a great double team by Cesaro and Sheamus to get the two up, and then the match just kept on going. Fast-paced match, never kind of slowed down. It was a good pace match, and in the last 5 minutes it really picked up. Hardy Boys got one back with a double team move, but then Sheamus and Cesaro got one again to make it 3-1. And nearly made it 4-1 at one point. The match still fast-paced. A great double teams, great spots like Jeff Hardy doing a somersault over the top rope. Cesaro with his uppercuts. Sheamus with his broad kicks. And his taunting of the crowd as he does the Irish slaps on the other side of the rope and then just pushes Matt Hardy to the table. Then you've got the twist of fate off the top rope. That basically puts it 3-2 in the last 10 minutes. And it's still a good pace match. The pace hasn't changed the whole match. And then you've got the double team by Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy to make it 3-3, and then the last 5 minutes is that's when it really picks up. You got Jeff Hardy making multiple attempts on Sheamus to get the 1-2-3 and with the high spots, but Sheamus managed to kick out. It looks like the Hardy Boys are in control and then might win the match. I'm thinking they might win the match as it's speeding up and the Hardy Boys are looking like they're going to win the match. The kick outs by Sheamus are good. That too, as you think he's defeating, but he's not. And then at the end, you got the Swanton Bomb by Jeff Hardy, but Cesaro was the legal man, and he takes advantage of that and pins Jeff Hardy. And he got like 30 seconds left. As I said, the last 5 minutes was really picked up the pace. The pace of the match was fast as it was. Never slowed down. None of them showed any fatigue. Then Jeff Hardy basically, out of desperation, chases Cesaro round the ring and does the twist of fate, desperately trying to get the three count, but it's too late. Great match. I'll give that a definite 4-star match. It picked up in the last 5 minutes, and the pace. It's a great match, definitely. 4-star is a great match, so. Thinking of giving it 4.5-star, but I'll give it a 4-star. I don't want to overrate things too much. So I'll give that a 4-star match. Then you've got the Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss match. And then again, great moves, great women's wrestling, especially by Sasha Banks. Great wrestling throughout the match. Alexa Bliss wins by basically leaning against the barricade to get the count out, so she retains the title. And then Sasha Banks chases her up the ramp, jumps off the table with a double leg, double knee drop off the announce table. Great wrestling throughout the match by both women, so give that a 3-star match. Good match, average match for nowadays, because women's wrestling has picked up, so give that a 3-star. Now the Miz versus Dean Ambrose, I'll give that a 3-star match as well, because it was a great paced match and the selling was great by Dean Ambrose. His leg and his busted up mouth, the suplex off the top rope, the double arm suplex off the top rope I liked. And Miz is on top of his game. He's got a great gimmick, the Mr. Raj, and they played a bit in the match, so did Maria. But Miz is the guy for the Intercontinental Championship. So I'll give that that was an average Intercontinental Championship match, so I'll give that a 3-star. So then you get Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. Like I said, 3-star match afterwards was when it really Roman Reigns showed his true aggression by backing the ambulance up into the truck. And then Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe, I'd say the match of the night. Maybe that or the Hardy Boys versus Sheamus and Cesaro. Probably that, but I'll give that a 4-star. That was a great match, the best match that Lesnar's had since CM Punk in 2013, in my opinion. It shows that Lesnar can put up a great match, and he did. And Samoa Joe, no one took it to Brock Lesnar like Samoa Joe did. So I would give that pay-per-view a 7 out of 10, which is a good pay-per-view. That means good. Extreme Rules got 9 out of 10 because that was a classic pay-per-view. Great Balls of Fire, 7 out of 10. Sets the tone now for Roman Reigns versus Lesnar at SummerSlam. And that's that. Now, we're going to finish the podcast off with a news report. Yes, a news report. News report, I've just took some Viagra because I am going to see a woman tonight and I'm very excited about it. That's my news flash. Come on, get the bloody news going on. Yeah, other news flash. Don King has his hair cut off. in the future against a hair versus hair match against Carlito at WrestleMania. It's already been said on the internet, and that's what's going to happen. Hair versus hair match. Carlito is going to come back and face Don King in a hair versus hair match. And Don King is finally going to get humiliated for all the crimes that he's committed on the boxing industry. Braun Strowman is not gone to hospital. He's walking through Texas like a big man, intimidating everybody that's coming past, staring people down. Nobody gonna fuck with him. Looking for Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns probably checked out of town by now. Police are probably after him. Other news. Mr. Anderson has finally emerged again out of the matrix. He comes as an SFS warrior to free us all. Other news, the SFS for life, the art of SFS. I've written about the Illuminati on today in a very, not in a very detailed way, because I could go on all day about the Illuminati. But I said, we all know the Illuminati started in ancient Egypt by Greek gods making slaves build with special stones the pyramid where they could do their headquarters and build their underground pyramids to control the water supply with their pipes. I'm in a chapter with that today. Other news, other bullshit news. Raven podcast was a weak podcast this week, talking about nothing again. Tretch squashes beef with WAC 100. Is that real, or is WAC 100 going to kill Tretch, I mean. I do not know. It is known that WAC 100 did that diss to Tupac because he got paid for it. The channel that he did it on, he got paid for it. He doesn't actually feel that way about Tupac at all. As he says, he respects Tupac and everything that he does. And he thought he could change the world, and he was always a massive fan, and he was his favourite rapper of all time. He's not a fan of the movie. And he did it just to get paid, basically. So, basically all that controversy was to get paid, and the Tretch WAC 100 beef was nothing but a hoax, basically. Nothing happened, because none of it happened. None of them were mad at each other, because they all knew it was to get paid, basically. It's still kind of a crazy way to get paid by saying what he said, but gotta do what you gotta do to get paid. Not as worse as what RJ Bond did with the assassination documentary, which got paid off that, which is complete bullshit, as I admit. And other news, more mountains are growing cannabis in Jamaica throughout the mountains. Whether the Cubans will come and invade and take the cannabis, I don't know. But if I ever smoke cannabis again, I am going to go to them fields and live there and smoke some pure Jamaican ganja. But yeah, WAC 100 was on payroll with the people involved with the All Eyes on Me movie, because that's when he started the disses. Before that, as you know, WAC 100 was a good friend of Shug Knight and a good friend of Game. And why didn't Game go at WAC 100? Because Game is a very Tupac fan, so... WAC 100 basically did all that thing on the internet to get paid. Which was funny, and it was a very comedic. I must admit, I didn't really believe it when I saw it. I just thought this is going to be a live fight between Tretch and WAC 100, which nothing happened. There is such thing as a Samoan tribe, but that never happened. It was all a work, basically, like the WWE is. So that's all I've got to say about that. The next podcast is A Doggy Dog World. This podcast reviews The Great Balls of Fire. 7 out of 10. Good pay-per-view from WWE again. Next pay-per-view is Battleground with the Punjabi prison match between Jinder Mahal and Randy Orton. And I have to go.